Welcome to Hachzeik, the Daily Mussar Impact Initiative.
Praise Hashem, on Yom HaKodesh of Purim, we're starting Shaar HaBitachon for the Chovos HaLevavos. And in its Mamish Min HaRoi, in the end of the Megillah, we say Shoshanas Yaakov, Sala V'Sameicha V'Reisam Yachad Trilis Mordechai, Chuasam HaYisal HaNetzach, V'Idiya Shekol Koivecha, Loye Voishu Veloye Komo Lanetzach Kol Achoy Simboch. As the theme of Purim is of the Brisker Rav and the Sfas Emes, that at the end of Shoshanas Yaakov, we're uptouching the theme of Purim. Loye Dia Shekol Koivecha Loye Voishu Veloye Komo Lanetzach Kol Achoy Simboch. Whoever puts his bitachin in Hashem will never be left. Hashem will always be there from him. As it's min haroi on the day of Purim, this Yom HaKadosh, to start Shaar HaBitachon, to put our bitachon in Hashem, and we'll all be zeicha to Yeshua's. The Medrash on the Pasuk in Vayichi, when he gives the bracha to Shevet Dan, L'shu'ascha kivishi Hashem, hakol b'schus hakivui Avram, the Avos HaKedoshim, the Gula from Mitzrayim, and the Gula Hasida, Hakol B'Zchus HaKivui, Bitochen, putting our hope in Hashem, that's what gives Kol HaGeulos, Kol HaYeshuos, V'Kol HaBrachos. The Brisker Rav says, U'Befrat, the Indian of Tefillah, that we see in the Fudiga Zach in the Megillah, Mordechai Yatzadik, as soon as he heard the Gzeira, right away it was by Yizek Zoaka Gdeila. He started to daven. Afterwards, he went to Esker and he asked her to help by us. If we have someone influential in the government, as soon as we hear this Gzeira Ra, we would go to the person right away. Mordechai, the first thing he does is Tefillah, putting his bitachin chazak in Hashem. That's the Iker, what we could do. And then afterwards he goes on to his Shtadlus. He goes to Esther and he asks her to help. And for Mordechai himself, he's such a limud of bitachon b'Hashem. It says Mordechai was like Kara, v'loy mishtacha v'elohaman. As originally it looks so terrible, the Chafetz Chaim says, but l'besoif, Yeshua, it was such of an ahapachu for Yeshua as they killed hundreds of Amalekim. Haman was the biggest Amaleki, son of Yisrael. Hakol haya b'schus d'loy karev loy mishtachaveh of Mordechai. As we see, he put his bitachon chazik in Hashem, and Yeshua's happened. The einish of Purim, the gzeira ra of Purim, was because, look, the Gemara Megillah says, hishtachavu l'tzelem shel Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't have bitachon in Hashem. They were scared of Nebuchadnezzar. As the tikkun was Mordechai's like Kora, v'loy mishtachaveh. He held strong in his bitachon. I'm going to do what's right and hold strong in my bitachon in Hashem. And that's what made the beautiful Yeshua on Purim. And that's a limud for us. We're about to learn Shaar HaBitachon, which he starts off in the beginning, that being that we just had the Shaar of Avodas Elokim, Reisi Lahavi Achrov Mashu Tzarech Yoisa Mikol Advarnim La'ivir Elokim Yizbarach, because there's so many misyonos in our way. But when we put our bitachon in Hashem, Lo'i Korea V'lo'i Mishtachava, we believe strong in Hashem, we'll be able to be Mis'ale, Mis'roimim, and whatever the Yetzahara and all the misyonos that he throws in front of us. As the Shaar La'avodas Elokim is Shaar HaBitachon. Sheyesh bo min hatoyeles hagdoles b'inyan ha'Torah u'b'inyan ha'olam. It helps us in ha'olam ruchni and in ha'olam gashmi. Hatoyeles bo b'Torasoi mehen menuchas nafshoi u'b'tchoinoi al elokov yisparach. As the Brisker Rav says beautifully, Baruch ha'gever asher yiftach b'Hashem, the Chovos HaLevavos brings in the Hemshech. Baruch HaGev Asher Yiftach B'Hashem, the Pasuk, V'hoy Hashem Iftachoy. He learns it up. Baruch HaGev Asher Yiftach B'Hashem. Why? Because he's Zeicha, V'hoy Hashem Iftachoy. He's Zeicha to Menuchas HaNefesh, that Hashem is his Miftach. Das ist der größte Nekude der Person Zeiche to Al-Bitachin. He goes through life with Menuchas and Nefesh. There's so many things that could shake us up, that could throw us off. Ha'elom Neveyat Lois. We live in a world that's so challenging, and there's so many Nisyainas. But what helps us to hold strong and hold through all is when we know Hashem is with us, Hashem is there for us. As that gives us the Menuchas HaNefesh, the Yishuv HaTas, which in itself is a beautiful bracha, because when we lose that, we really are lost. As that's the first Maila, the Maila of having Menuchas HaNefesh in life, that Bitachin gives, which is a key to all our Avodas Hashem, because it enables us to perform and succeed the way we all can. Misha B'Teach B'Zulas Hashem, Masir Elokim Hashkachosai Me'ela U'miniach Oisai B'Yad Mi Shebotach Boi Olav Boi Yekimoi Shenemar Boi Kishtayim Rosh Rosi Mi Oisai Ozvi Makor Mayim Chaim Lachsa Ben Beiris Beiris Nishborim Vayimris Kloidem Betam Nishor Eichol Eishav Eisev Hashem is the Boirei Oilam, the Manik Oilam. How can we leave him and believe in something else? We see over here something very powerful. That we feel like if we don't have Bitachon Hashem, we're missing Bitachon. Over here is Megala, that a person automatically is going to be Boiteach in something. If it's not Hashem, he's going to be Boiteach in himself, in a power in the world. And it's going to bring him away from Hashem. And what it does is we know the Hanog of Hashem, the Medrash says, Eke, the Shem of Hashem is Eke, Asher Eke. Whoever's with we, the Medrash says, I'm with him. The other Medrash, Hashem Tzilcha, Yadi Minecha, Hashem is like Sil. The way we look at Hashem, that's how Hashem deals with us. When we put our Bitachin in Hashem, we're Zeichet Hashkachas Hashem. Because it's beautiful, Hashem loves us and wants the best for us and does so much good for us, and we lift up our Hashkachas Hashem the more we put our Bitachon in Hashem. Masha'en gain, when we stop believing in things that don't really and can't really help us, we believe in governments, we believe in our powers, our Chachma, like he's going to say in the future, as Hashem leaves us, and it's really scary. V'amah kosev baruch hagev asher yiftach b'Hashem v'hoi Hashem iftachoi. Baruch hagev, the bracha a person is zeichet to, that he's boiteach b'Hashem. We saw the risk of Rabbi Taitchis, the bracha is v'hoi Hashem iftachoi menuchas hanefesh. Emes, but even more than that. Baruch hagev asher yiftach b'Hashem lefi the way the Choy B'Salvav is learning now. V'hoi Hashem iftachoi. He's zeichet a special siyata d'shmaya, a special hashkocha from Hashem. Hashem watches everyone. But there's a higher level of someone who's boiteach Hashem. This is the baruch. As you want to put yourself in a life, male bracho, who doesn't need brachos? Bitachin b'Hashem is boiteach the shari brachos. As a yom hazeh of Purim is kol kach mesugo. Let's take a step, let's start. Put our hopes in Hashem. Everyone has their nisyonos, their yisurim. Put our hopes in Hashem together. And we should be zeicha mole brachos. And then the powerful other side, the flip side of the coin. In Yipasik in Yirma, Oror agev eshe yiftach ba'adam misham basa zaro min Hashem yasa liyum. It's not just the Maila. The other way around is a Arur. Chas v'sholom, no one wants a Arur. Everyone runs away from Arur. Arur hagev asher yiftach ba'adam. Let us not put our bitachon in hope in other people. Let's put it only in Hashem. And like the Choy B'Salvav will say, he's the only one that could help us. He really wants to help us, and he's so good. As that's what Purim is teaching us about, how to be machazik in bitachon. Lo'idia shekol koivecha. It was the message for all the galusim of Amalek, of Rome, of Esav, that we're in now. Lo'idia shekol koivecha. Lo'yivoshu v'lo'yikomu v'lo'yizu v'lvad. You'll be zeichet to brachas, Yeshuas. Hashem Yaza, this beautiful step on the day of Purim. People try to be mechazik in their bitachon, should be a nachas ruach Hashem. Everyone should be zaycha to tremendous brachas and yeshuas and siyata d'shmaya to continue in the ways of chayvus apolis, the shara bitachon.
You have been listening to a shir by Hachzeik. If you have been impacted, please share with others. For the daily shir, please visit hachzeik.com or call 516-600-8080.